Now, I'm joined every week by a member of Brentwood Council, and this week I'm joined by the leader of the council, who is Chris Hossack. So good morning, Chris.
Morning, Michelle.
Great to talk to you. A little bit earlier than normal this week.
It's okay.
No worries.
It's all right. I'm not still in bed. You're fine.
I know. You're a very, very busy man. First of all, we're going to kick off with the Brentwood Business Showcase, which is taking place on October the 20th. How is everything shaping up?
It's shaping up really well, actually. So as you say, it's at the Brentwood Centre next Wednesday. We've got a whole range of exhibitors, people, you know, promoting their business, as you'd expect from a business event. But on top of that, we've got some really fantastic speaker sessions. So we've got the opening is being done by Kate Willard OBE, who is the envoy for the Thames Estuary. She's going to talk about the whole South Essex region and the Thames Estuary region and Brentwood's place in that and the opportunities for Brentwood people and businesses. We've got a load of other bits going on. We've got Barry Hearn, Mr. Event, is the event himself at, I think, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Barry, just to sit and listen to him, he's so upbeat, motivated and inspirational. That's where he's got where he is. But it's great to listen to. You could sell tickets for that. So I'm really excited that Barry's going to be there. We're not selling tickets for that, by the way, but we probably could. He's just great to listen to. He's just an upbeat chap. So we've got good things like that happening in terms of speeches. We've got breakout sessions, all sorts of business support sessions. The big thing to announce for me that I'm really excited about is the launch of our Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance, BEBA.
Yep.
And that's just about trying to pull businesses together to deal with the whole challenge of all the environmental challenges we face, not just carbon emissions and all that sort of stuff, but, you know, general stuff like, single-use plastic, recycling the stuff that businesses use, reducing waste, but how you can get involved in environmental projects, biodiversity projects, a whole range of things. Mm. And I think by coming together as an organisation, we're calling it BEBA, as I say, people can just share ideas. We can work on this together as a Brentwood business community and try and make an impact on a global problem, but at a local level. So I'm really looking forward to launching that. And we've got a great session later in the morning on the Wednesday that people are welcome to join. It's like a panel session where we've got businesses, some of them are involved in environmental technology in some way, if you like, or in the environment directly. And some of them are just like other businesses, you know, general businesses like Baker Labels or Tees Law, saying, well, you know, we do printing, we do law, we do legal stuff. But this is what we've tried to do to reduce our impact on the environment. So you've got the sort of general business approach and also some advice from businesses that are in that sort of environmental sector.
Yep.
So it's going to be really good. Really looking forward to the whole thing. I think it's going to be a brilliant event. We've got some brilliant speakers, brilliant sessions, brilliant exhibitors, brilliant sponsors. And absolutely looking forward to it.
And brilliant Brentwood. That's what it should be. Brilliant Brentwood.
Brilliant Brentwood Business Showcase. There you go.
Just to mention as well, Carmel Jane, who is a friend to the station as well, she's going to be doing some headshots. It's really important for things like LinkedIn or whatever social media you're on. And they're going to be free, aren't they?
They are. And Carmel does a lot of work in the community. She's, you know, world famous for her school photo thing that she does.
Yeah.
And they are going to be free. And, you know, it's really important when people have got good online profiles to get a good image of yourself. And the comment I've often made, she's done work for Brentwood Council. She's done the photographs of the councillors. And the supportive comment that I've made for what Carmel does is she even makes councillors look good. And that's blooming hard, I can tell you.
I'm sure it's not.
She makes it work, so good on her. So it'll be great.
Yeah.
Nice little, it's a value add to the showcase, so people should take advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely. Stars of Brentwood Award, the shortlist is now done, and the winner's going to be announced next week.
Yeah, so Stars of Brentwood is all just about recognising individuals and community groups. This takes place next Thursday, actually, in the evening. There's loads going on. We've got the showcase Wednesday, the Stars of Brentwood Thursday, something else going on Friday.
Yeah.
It takes place in the evening. It's all just about recognising individuals and groups that have been the stars of Brentwood. You know, it's a new thing that we've brought along, but it's just trying to get everyone together and recognise and appreciate people and organisations that have made a difference. You know, I've got a whole list of nominations here that, you know, winners will be announced on the night. I don't want to read them all out because if I miss somebody off, it's unfair. But, you know, there's a whole range of people that, you know, have been around for a while, and some of them have been, you know, people who've come along as a matter of the pandemic, and really stepped up. You know, the vaccination team, for example, at the Brentwood Centre, the work they did to get all of those thousands and thousands of Brentwood people through the Brentwood Centre, first dose, second dose, and now third dose, you know, really needs some recognition. And that's something we wouldn't have anticipated 2 years ago, 18 months ago. So, yeah, it's all about trying to recognise people like that. And, of course, we couldn't do any of these events without our sponsors. Mm. So Alliance Leisure, Axis, Birkett's, Countryside Properties, everyone active are now running the Brentwood Centre for us. A whole range of people, Western Homes, Fairview Homes. It's great. Some local businesses like Baker Labels are getting behind it, as they do. Radcliffe Chambers. So, you know, we couldn't do this without sponsors. So I've just name-dropped a load of people. But that's the beauty of not talking to the BBC, isn't it, Michelle?
Don't mention it. Anyway, moving swiftly on, Hutton Recreational, new play area, has an official opening date. Tell us about all the works that have been completed.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that's happening on Friday. Like I say, there's a whole range of things happening back end of next week. We've spoken about it before, and people will have noticed who live in Brentwood. Over a period of the last 2 and 3 years and going forward, we have a full leisure strategy that we developed about 4 years ago. And a big part of that was to upgrade the play equipment because it was long overdue. And we decided that we'd invest in sort of what we call hubs, you know, really significant play areas, but in a location where, you know, you've got one in Worley, you've got one in Hutton, you've got one in Pilgrim's Hatch, so people from Brentwood can access them all. And we've invested $320,000 into one on the Wash Road playing fields. Yep. And that opens next Friday. And we've done a whole load of fantastic bits of kit in there. I'm too old for it all now, but zip lines, large rope swings, all sorts of different bits of kit that don't even look like a playground when you and I were kids, with swings and a seesaw.
That lethal, it, lethal slides they would have had back in our day, Chris, with no safety, straight onto concrete.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was all part of the fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was all part of growing up. Anyway, so we've got some traditional kit in there, but some other stuff as well. And, of course, the big thing, and it was great, and I love the fact that, you know, it's really been noticed, but that accessible play equipment, you know, for kids who are less fortunate, maybe got disabilities or in a wheelchair, but we want them to enjoy things in the same way that other kids do.
Yeah.
And we're trying to factor that into everything we've done, and it's working really well. And I know parents who've got children, you know, in that situation are really appreciating it. And we're doing that as well at Hutton. It's a massive thing. You can't do this sort of stuff for the future. It's like you said, Michelle, you know, those players of the 70s, there was no thought given to stuff like that.
No.
And now we must do it because, you know, why should those children not be able to participate in ways that other kids can? And we're doing the best we can to make it look, make it as inclusive as possible. And I don't mean that inclusive because it's a buzzword. Mm. I want everyone to be included in play. And that's a classic example of it. So loads of great stuff happening. That's going to open, I think, about 2:30 next Friday with the mayor of Brentwood will go down, snip the ribbon and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's going to be brilliant. And I'm really looking forward to that. And of course, the great thing about that being in Wash Road is it complements the community centre nicely. And the community centre, as of a month or two ago, have got this cafe at the back. So, you know, you can go there as a parent, get a cup of tea, watch your kids on the swings, and, you know, there's something for everybody there. It's a really nice park, and I'm looking forward to it being open.
Tell us about the Creepy Crown Street Halloween event.
Well, it runs on the 30th of October from 10 till 4 p.m. And then there's another one on, it's funny we've made all these up, it's quite clever really, 31st of October, which is, I think, Halloween itself.
Yeah.
I don't know, I tend to stay and lock the doors on those days. Shenfield Spooktacular.
Can you, hey!
That's very clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's like a spooky trail, live entertainment, goodie bags for the kids and all that sort of stuff. And it is all about, as you say, Michelle, it's, you know, having been, the economy being so stifled for 18 months, it's trying to take every opportunity, whether it's Halloween or it's bonfire night, and then it'll be followed by Christmas, and then you're going, we need to, take advantage, which I know it's exploit, but that's the wrong word, one word. We need to take advantage of every opportunity we can to put something on to generate footfall and have a bit of fun in these retail environments so that, you know, people have a nice time and businesses benefit from increased custom and you know, people actually going into their shops. So that's what it's all about. So that's what's happening on the 30th. Spooky, what do we call it?
Creepy.
Shenfield Spooktacular 31st. and Creepy Crown Street on the 30th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, put that in your diary, get the kids out, buy them loads of sweets and rot their teeth off. What can you do? What can you say? Fantastic.
Now, Monday the 18th will see the last day for the Football Hub consultation.
Yes. Yeah, this is a big part of the work that we're looking at for the overall future piece of the Brentwood Centre. I think I haven't got an update actually as to how many people have responded to the consultation, but I'm hoping that, you know, football is the biggest participation sport in Brentwood, and I'm hoping many of the clubs and the players and the families that are involved in football have got involved in this. So let's have a look. Gosh, I don't want to read this out, Michelle. It's the longest winded. I mean, I'll fall asleep by the time I've read out this URL link. If you go on the brentwood.gov.uk/leisure strategy, or better still, go in the search box and probably type Football Hub consultation, it will come up with how you can do it.
Yep.
But residents can also, if they want to put a view forward or get a copy or an access to the form, if they email footballhub@brentwood.gov.uk, then you know, they can get involved. But that closes. It's big. Football is the biggest sport in Brentwood. Yeah. In terms of participation, it's the biggest sport in the world, probably by participation. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to plan, you know, really good future facilities. There's been a real struggle to provide decent and sufficient facilities in Brentwood over time, and this is something we've talked about for a while. And we're really planning for putting something in place that can accommodate all the people who enjoy playing football.